Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
And we'll get to Craig Wilson here in just a moment.
Very good.
Mike had the thrill of watching me use the natty pot thing on my nose there a second ago.
Let me tell you, this man was coordinated when he did this. Yeah. This was like a river of water going in one nostril and coming out the other.
It's
and
magic.
And you know what? This is what you can't see. This is what an observer sees when you're doing this. Number one, you're proud of this procedure. I think you're proud that you do it so well.
Yeah.
And you obviously, the look on your face is just, it's a pleasurable experience, perhaps like some people enjoy enemas.
It gives you instant relief.
It does.
From nasal sinus congestion.
And dryness.
And it's also, the process is not, once you get used to it, is not unpleasant, right?
No, it last night it was taking me like 5 minutes to get one of these little pots of water down
it's
my
like
nose.
It's like practicing. Right.
And today I was doing it in front of Mike like in 30 seconds.
Sure.
Watch it shoot out my left nostril.
Proud of himself. He's all proud of himself. He's got that look of pleasure on his face while the water is pouring out of his right nostril. It was interesting.
Very happy to
now,
share
do you always here. Do it in the, or do you switch up nostrils?
Oh, no, you got to do the right both. Or the left. You do both.
And you said once every 2 hours or so.
That's what the box says.
It's just not the type of thing I think you'd want to do all year.
I want to do it until the sinus infection is gone.
Exactly.
Some people do, especially people with hay fever, do it all year round.
Really?
Yeah.
A neti pot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I do have just a touch of it.
I might want to stop by CVS and try it, Mike.
See, now you guys got me all ramped up for the neti pot.
Did it look fun when I was doing it?
It looked fun, but I'd try it in different areas.
Of course you would.
Of course. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have JB from CBS NFL Today because it's the best football weekend of the year.
Yes, coming down to the wire.
Also tomorrow, it's the opening of that movie, The Bucket List.
Yeah.
And I know the last time that Mike did his Morgan Freeman, a lot of the little brains out there didn't get what you were doing, and you aced it, and we're going to do it again tomorrow.
Good.
It's this Morgan Freeman. It's...
They can go to hell. This place deserves exactly what it gets.
That's the Morgan
it's
Freeman.
It's the Joe Brown. It's the Joe Brown Joe Morgan
Clark.
Freeman.
Joe Clark.
I always say Joe Brown.
Crazy Joe Clark,
the principal with the baseball bat.
Anyway, if we ply Mike with enough Salvia and Robitussin, maybe tomorrow we'll get angry Morgan Freeman along with some Jack Nicholson, because he's in that movie as well.
Volume.
They can go to hell. This place deserves exactly what it gets.
Hey, would you just say one thing for me? Like,
I will. I'm holding back because I know we're going to do it tomorrow. But what do you want me to say?
You know, what's
the, you want you, the Joe Clark?
No, I want Jack. I would just say, would you just say, "Jews at my table"?
There's Jews at my table. Carol the waitress, Simon the fag.
Jack Nicholson.
You are funny.
As good as it gets. Right. One of the best Jack Nicholson movies ever.
Ich bin ein Jewish guy.
Correct. That's tomorrow. Plus, got to place a phone call to my brother Jim at some point. And tomorrow...
Now, Rob, why are you laughing just at the mere thought of him calling his brother?
Because it makes me think, you know, Don got Robert an Xbox 360 for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And every time that Robert's online or we're watching a movie on it and Jim turns his on, he's a friend of mine and it says... Jim Source is online. And it makes me laugh.
It has his username. You know, it'll come on and say EarthDog1.
It just makes me laugh because
have you played online with Jim Source?
No, I don't think we have any overlapping games. Amazingly.
Yes.
He doesn't have Open Season, he doesn't have Cars.
Open Season is one you play a lot of the kids' games.
The kids play a lot of the kids'
right.
games.
I gave you Madden. Do you ever try that?
Oh yeah, I played it. I'm you know how the ring kind of fills in as you do accomplishments?
Right.
I think I have 2 blocks on the ring now.
Oh, very good.
So I'm getting there.
Tomorrow, my brother may be on the show. We definitely got to call bars in Green Bay and do our whole, hey, it's the Ghost of Lombardi because it's the big weekend coming up, Mike.
Feeling any trepidation or nervousness?
They can go to hell. This place deserves exactly what it gets.
Hey, Joe Clark, you could have coached the Packers.
You're going to be working like a $2 whore on the show tomorrow,
looking
Mike.
Forward to it.
Here you go. Now let's wind up this segment.
Very good.
With yesterday's final word by Craig Wilson.
And incidentally, whoever's printing these for us now, I'd like to say thank you for the picture. It makes it a little more special for me.
Rob, every single week, makes the picture about 10% bigger than Craig Wilson.
This one's working for it. This is the perfect size right here.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Craig, of course, our favorite columnist. He's featured every Wednesday in the nation's newspaper, the USA Today. And here's his column from yesterday. The final word. Trust fund babies. Get what's coming to them.
I'm sure you were as concerned as I was when Baron Hilton recently announced he was going to leave the bulk of his $2.3 billion estate to the Hilton Family Foundation.
My first question was no doubt the same as yours. What will happen to his now poor granddaughter, Paris?
News reports say that under his new plan, only $69 million will be left over to be distributed among the Hilton clan, which includes 22 other grandchildren. Hardly enough for a night out in Las Vegas for Paris, especially if sister Nikki, Lindsay Lohan, and Britney Spears come along for the ride.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down. God damn it, they're fags.
An inheritance is always the trickiest thing. You can't really count on it until you have it in your hand. It's one of the few times in life the poor can be smug. Better to know you're getting nothing than thinking you are than don't. It can be a bitch to be rich.
Just ask two of Leona Helmsley's grandchildren, the ones who were passed over last year for the late hotel magnate's dog.
What is he, a faggot?
A Maltese named Trouble. He got $12 million. The grandchildren got nothing.
My family has neither millions nor Maltese, with or without trust fund. This has not stopped my mother. This has not stopped my mother from handing out things, however. At 88, she decided she has too much stuff. So this Christmas, she told me and my brother to take whatever we wanted.
We suspected this was a trick.
But we bit nonetheless. I mentioned a couple of things I wouldn't mind having, just to see if she really meant business. She did. I walked away with my great-grandfather's walking stick. And a child's bentwood rocking chair that was my dad's. Not exactly $69 million.
What is he, a faggot?
Your voice has really changed now.
Thanks. Thanks very much. Just call me Mr. Gunn. I'm Tim Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't be happier with my spoils.
I'm also happy that Mom didn't go the route of sticking names on the bottom of things. Those masking tape strips that signal who gets what item. I'd hate to think that I'd spend the next few years flipping tables and chairs whenever I went home, boy.
Maybe this is a good time for Paris Hilton to follow my mother's lead, downsize a little, maybe even go as far as to not buy anything for a year.
I made that pledge 5 years ago this week, right here in this column. I announced I was going to attempt to go a year buying only the necessities. I joined the Simplify movement.
Books, music, food.
What is he, a faggot?
Travel. Small gifts were allowed, since they are givers of life. But nothing else. No stuff.
I did pretty well.
I fell off the wagon on vacation that year. Buying a tennis sweater in England. A sweater I did not need, and still have not worn. It has bad karma. But other than that, I went 12 months without making a purchase. I took the consumer out of consumerism.
As I wrote at the end of that year, my Visa bill plummeted and my checking account soared, as did my spirit. I felt free, boy.
It's time to do it again. I've decided I need a good cleansing every 5 years or so. I'm buying nothing this year. I'll report back periodically on how things are going.
Join me. And if Miss Hilton wants to join us, even better.
After all, we all know $69 million doesn't go as far as it used to.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down. God damn it, they're fags.
Not his best effort, but...
What is he, a faggot?
I do appreciate you doing the Tim Gunn, though. You're making the effort. That's the important thing.
sometimes the material's not strong enough, Mike, even when he says about his mother and
yeah,
the sweater, the tennis sweater.
Well, he's paying attention, though. He's paying attention to pop art. He really is. But there wasn't any of his partner in there, and I don't know.
There was his mother, though.
Yeah, Craig, it's 2008. We want you to step it up a little bit. Just a little bit, okay?
Child's rocking chair.
I did like turning up the tables to see if there are little, strips underneath.
My brother, Brian. Brian Wilson.
You think Brian Wilson is totally different? Hello, Craig. Yeah, what's up, Craig?
Hello, Craig.
The effed up Brian. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, the Brian Wilson that I love.
Hello, Craig.
I see you're hiding from me.
You might be familiar with my brother. He's a big writer for USA Today. I'm Brian Wilson.
I'm Craig Wilson, and I was not in the Beach Boys.
Yeah, he comes over to Mom's house all the time, turns over tables and chairs to see what he inherited. It's really a special project.
I love the project you did with the Fat Boys.
There you are doing Tim Gunn again.
What is he, a faggot?
Project Runway. I always wear Banana Republic.
That's the guy with the gray hair and the glasses.
Yes,
right?
You see him on all sorts of television shows. He's on Project Runway. You see him with Martha Stewart. And you also see him occasionally on the Today Show. Isn't everyone really on the Today Show, if they're anyone in New York? I've always thought so. They've taken down the Rockefeller Christmas tree. That's the official end of the season, don't you know?
We'll miss those big balls.
Decorative big balls hanging from the bows.
Balls in all their glory.
Mm.
Oh, and when they sweated. Then they're like Alec Baldwin.
Yes, sweaty balls.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi. I'm the oldest man in the world.
Oh, look at that. It's time.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
He does news, and we do the comments.
That's no right. One can really wear a stylish T-shirt better than Buzz Burbank.
Thank you.
Look at the one he's got on today.
Well, you purchased this for me for
Christmas. Mike O'Mara, the style icon.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.